Hey everyone, welcome to episode 17 of Let's Chat. This week I will be discussing having your own, and it's especially important for all my ladies out there that you have your own coin. So if you want to know a little bit more about what I'm talking about, and I'll share a story time for you guys on this as well, stay tuned. Normally I ask you guys how your week has been, and I hope you guys had a good week so far. My week has actually been really good. It's been so good I completely forgot what I did. No, it's just literally been a really relaxing one actually. I've caught up on a lot of sleep, and I've just explored the outdoors a little bit, tried to move my body a little bit more, and stop going to the kitchen, which I have done, because if you're outside, you can't go to your kitchen and snack. So that's been really useful and really helpful. And plus, on top of that, I haven't gone to the gym this week at all, but I have been doing more home workouts, which is good, but I still prefer just going in the gym. I feel like I do a lot more in the gym rather than at home. But anyways, I'm not here to tell you guys what my my day-to-day routine is. I wanted to talk to you guys about having your own and the importance for women out there to ensure that they have enough coin, enough money to cover themselves. I always stress this every time I discuss a topic that accompanies some type of advice when it comes to dating, right? Because dating is fun. It is very fun, but you don't know really the person that you're dating. You're in the getting to know stages, and not everybody who says one thing is actually who they present themselves to be. You know, especially with online dating, it's really, really easy to be catfished. It's really easy to sell yourself. And, you know, in actuality, you're anything but that. So I keep trying to reinforce that message on my podcast just to say, like, listen, ladies, like, always make sure whether you are going out on a date or you are going out for drinks with somebody or you're going out, you know, for an event, whatever the case might be, always ensure that you have enough money to come home safely, and B, if you have to do an emergency exit, that you have enough money to cover yourself to be able to do so. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this topic is because I was reading an article. So I'm on a Facebook travel group, and the post that was on there was of a woman. She's in her early 20s, and she went viral on Twitter because she shared her experience of her online dating. And the reason why it kind of went viral is because this young lady was talking to this guy for a week, so not a long time. However, she states that they were talking every day for hours, which makes sense, especially, you know, in this pandemic, people aren't really going out and about like that. I mean, some people are, but normally, you know, your normal dating routine has been disrupted. So she's talking to this guy on social media, and they've been chopping it up, good conversation, everything like that. Now, this is where the issue comes in. So he asked for her to come and see him. So you can assume that, you know, they both live in different states. And if anyone who is not a US listener, the States is big, is massive. You know, domestic flights aren't really that cheap depending on where you're flying from and depending on your airline. So, anyways, so the lady says that, you know, the guy states that he was going, if she flew to him, he will cover her expenses coming back. All she had to do was get herself there. She didn't have to worry about accommodation. He was gonna sort her out. You know, obviously during that time, he was going to wine and dine her, whatever the case might be. So this young lady decided that she was going to see him. The day of the trip, she messaged him and she continued to message him to no avail. She did not get a response. If that was me, that's red flags all day. How could we be in constant communication and then the day I'm gonna see you, I haven't heard from you? I know this young woman must have felt sick to the pit of her stomach, especially if she bought a flight and it was non-refundable. And I felt like that was the case. She spent money and she did not want to lose this money, number one. And then she didn't want to believe that the guy that she had been talking to, even for a short period amount of time, was going to flake on her. She just couldn't imagine that. Anyways, so despite the guy not returning her messages, she enters the plane, and as she sat on the plane, she messages the guy to tell him that she's on the flight and she's so excited to see you. Unbeknownst to her, she's been blocked. So she lands at the airport and she checks her messages only to see that it wasn't delivered. And that was to say, obviously, that he's blocked her. Not only did this girl fly, I don't know how many miles to go and see this guy, he blocked her, and she only had money to cover her flight there. She did not take any money for accommodation because she was under the assumption that she was going to stay at this guy's house. Mind you, that she had no idea of. She doesn't know this man. But I'm gonna get to that point later. But she flew with literally the clothes on her back and the clothes that she brought with her. Is this okay? Does that sound okay? I need to take a deep breath because it really pisses me off. If this was like my sister or my cousin or a friend, I would have swayed her or tried to sway her not to go. Because number one, the amount of days that she was talking to this guy is just, it's a week. It's absolutely a week. And I understand, like, if it was, you know, post COVID-19 or pre COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, and you're talking to somebody for a week, yes, going on a date makes sense. However, you two are not even in the same state. So that for me requires that I need more time to talk to you before I can make a trip to see you. Do you know what flying out to see somebody means? Like, I'm not saying that sex is on the table, but 9 out of 10, nine out of 10, maybe 8 out of 10, it's on the table. It is. Let's just be honest. It is, because there's a lot of anticipation. There might be obviously some physical attraction. that's there. And obviously, because you guys aren't in each other's space like that, you want to maximize everything, right? You want to maximize everything. You want to know how they are, how they feel, etc., etc. So if you are going under the assumption that you're okay with that within a week, then do you, boo. But if you are a woman who understands that men are men and they can renege on you, they can ghost you, or they can use you and leave you and dump you. If we all know this, and I'm not saying it's just only men because women do it too, but I'm just talking about men because she's a woman. We need to understand that you have to protect yourself at all costs, and not just physically. So you have to protect your emotional state of being as well as your mental health. And I think a lot of the times is that we deal in the physical and we deal in the emotional, but if we are fixated on an idea or assumption of a person, it's easy to fall into that trap of ignoring red flags, of not using proper judgment, hoping for the best, wishing for the best, and going from there. And unfortunately for this young woman, she was on Twitter basically telling her story of being stranded in an airport. The girl didn't have enough money to go back home because she took this guy's word that he was going to pay for her to fly back. So she had invested not only her time, but her money on a potential. On a potential. If I want to see somebody, okay, for instance, if I was her and I have been talking to this guy and he was serious about seeing me pay for my flight or give me money to go towards my flight, if you don't want to pay for the full thing, just so I know that there's a level of investment there. And that may not mean much to guys who, have money to drop like that. But that shows a level of interest, that shows a level of commitment, and that just kind of eases the burden slightly, okay? Mind you, however, just know that there's some attachment to that financial output by this person, especially, I don't know. We'll just leave that there for a minute now. But that should have been her first protocol. She shouldn't have dropped any money, really, or not at least the full amount to go see someone that she's only been talking to for a week. If he was genuinely interested in her, he should have at least covered her flight or paid half of the flight or given her money towards it. Something to show his level of commitment. But he didn't do that. Okay, so that's flag number one. Flag number two is that she took his word that he was going to pay for her flight without any receipt. I can't imagine myself flying somewhere knowing I'm returning and I don't have a ticket. I don't have nothing to show for it. Because, honey, at the end of the day, you just pay for a one-way ticket, which you did. So she should have demanded, or should have, before she even bought her ticket, have the guy at least pay for her, one way back and send that across to her so she can confirm the booking details. So then she can then go ahead and proceed to pay for her flight there. If that's how, if that's how we were going to do it, and it, if that's how I was going to do it. I would have done it that way. Okay, so I'll pay for my flight there. You pay for my flight back home. But I need proof that you paid for that with a legit booking reference. And I would then proceed to pay for my own flight over there to see you. That's what she should have done. This requires nothing. It does require him to actually, come through with what he was gonna say. But as a woman who's going to see someone that she doesn't know and she's met off the internet, you have to do your due diligence. You have to, because then you won't be stuck in situations like this. Unfortunately, she was, and thankfully, I hope this is a lesson learned, but never fly anywhere where you don't have money to ensure that if shit was to go down, that you had no way of coming back home. So she didn't have any money to come back home. She was on Twitter. She was able to get her friends to obviously chip in to help. Well, friends, family to chip in to send her back home, which is embarrassing, number one. But number two, she also got her friends to get in contact with the guy. Can you imagine that this guy said that he was unsure, that he didn't tell her to come? And that he was actually shocked that she spent her money to come and see him, even though that's what their conversation was about. Do you see what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen? Do you understand the level of confusion that this woman must have felt? Here you are talking to somebody for a week. And I keep stressing a week because that is important. That in itself is important, especially if you don't know somebody. I have never stepped foot on a plane to go and see anybody, and I've only known them for a week. That's that, or spoken to them for a week. That, I mean, no, there's no explanation on the earth for me to do that. Never. But do you understand what I mean? She had built, or he built up this whole scenario of how they were going to be once they were in each other's presence, and how, fun it was going to be, and all sorts of fairy tales and lies and deceit, only for him to block, to ghost, and to gaslight. Ladies, let this be a testament to you that, irregardless of what somebody else is telling you, always ensure you have enough money to cover yourself so you will not be embarrassed, so you will not have to be begging, so you will not be in a state where you feel like you have to inform other people of what's going on because you don't have enough money to get yourself out of a situation. Always ensure you cover yourself, okay? Number one. And number two, please do not hop on no flight, a train, or anything that requires more than an hour of driving to see somebody you've only been talking to for 7 days. I'm just gonna drop that there. You don't have to take it. But if I was your friend, I would tell you, don't do it. If somebody wants to see you so bad, if a guy really wants to see you, he will come and see you. I'm gonna tell you, he'll hop on a flight and he'll come and see you. And he don't even have to come see you in your house. You can pick a neutral location. You can pick a potential destination that you might want to go to and he might want to go to, and you can meet there. But if someone is genuinely serious about seeing you, they will find ways to see you. And if they are genuine of seeing or wanting to see you as well, and they are willing to cover your finances, oh, they'll pay and they'll let you know that they paid. Don't ever drop stacks on a flight, a hotel, a rental car, whatever it is, to see somebody who you've only known for 7 days and hasn't shown you that level of commitment. I'm just saying, I'm just gonna have to drop that there. Don't do it, ladies. You're gonna find yourself trending on Twitter, going viral, and looking stupid. Now, fortunately enough for this woman, she has learned her lesson, and I'm grateful that nothing happened to her. And she had family and friends who were able to help her out and fly her ass back home. So let that be a warning and a lesson to us all. Have your own. Don't fly out to see anybody within 7 days of talking. Okay? Don't do it. I don't care if you're talking 24/7. You don't know this person. Okay? Take your time to know this person. So that is something that I saw on social media that I had definitely had to speak about because I felt for her. I was upset. And I hope this little girl doesn't do it again because that's wild. Wild. Now, to bring it home for you guys, I have a little story time of my own of a situation of it's not similar, but it just stresses the importance of having your own. So I'm gonna come right back and I'll let you guys know what I'm talking about. Okay, so I'm back. So this story time starts, let's see. This was the year 2011. Yeah, it was 2011. I had just moved to DC. I was young, bright-eyed, and excited. I was excited because, number one, I was in a new city. Number two, I was a recent graduate. and the world was my oyster, yeah. However, it was kind of a difficult time because we had just come out from a recession. So, I was really pumped that I was able to get a job, especially a job in, what I studied. And I actually, no, I'm not even gonna say what I did because that's a bit TMI, but just understand that your girl was out here. She was excited. She was living in a new town. I was working. I felt like I was an adult. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm paying my own rent. I have a job. I commute to work every day. Like, your girl's grown, okay? So I had just turned 21 this year, so 2011. Jeez, I'm giving y'all my age. But I had just turned 21, say maybe 4 or 5 months back, whatever. So I was able to officially order an alcoholic beverage at the restaurant. Did I just turn? I'm lying. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna have to start. I'm gonna have to recant what I just said because I did not turn 21 then. I was already, you know what? You're just gonna have to dismiss that line. I was not 21 at that time. I was 21 the year before. I don't even know why I mentioned that. That's besides the point. Anyways, I was grown. That's all I'm trying to say. I was grown, okay? I was grown in my head, quote unquote grown. Anyways, I had gone on a date or two at this point. However, it wasn't until my roommate at the time who told me I should do online dating and try that out. So, I was a bit skeptical at the time because I didn't necessarily
do a lot of online dating at all, just because going from uni, in uni you date people or you hang out with people because you guys are in close proximity towards one another, and you kind of have a underlying kind of foundation and basis of who they were as a person. Online dating, that's completely not the case. Anyways, I decided to join a dating site at the time, and I didn't necessarily move from the quote unquote talking stages on there for a lot of people, just because I was really focused on work and growing my social bubble. So I ended up being matched with this guy on there, and he was really good looking. And I was like, okay, I, might give him a try. So we were talking and talking and talking, and then I remember he was like, it would be really good, to go on a date. I really would like to take you out for dinner. So I was like, oh, thank you. And he was like, you can choose. I was like, okay, brilliant. I will choose. So I chose, and I remember, so funny, I remember this like it happened yesterday. I chose this restaurant called Vapiano's. It was in Chinatown area, and I really liked it at the time. So I decided, I was like, okay, I can do, we can do that. And then obviously there was a lot of places like to go eat, and drink around like the surrounding areas. So I just thought, really great neutral place for me. It wasn't too far away from where I lived at the time. So commuting wise, it was perfect. Location wise, it was great. Restaurant options and drink options were great at the time as well. So I chose it, and he said, yeah, that's fine. We set a date and a time, and your girl was pumped. Okay, cool. So I had finished work. I raced home, showered, did my makeup, got dressed, and met him at the restaurant. Now, I remember us sitting down, and the waiter came and asked for drinks, and we ordered. And I just remember looking at him, and I was nervous. I was so nervous. Because obviously first time encountering him, mind you, we had been talking, we talked a little bit on the phone, but I don't think we really like had like a really deep, like long on the phone drawn conversation. So this was kind of a first. So we were sat down, we got our drinks, and we were just talking, and yeah, it was going good. The waiter came, asked for us to place our order. We placed our order. I felt that when he had the menu, he was getting a bit shifty. And at the time, I had no idea like why, like I just knocked it down to nerves, yeah? I don't know this man. So I don't know his mannerisms. I don't know how he reacts in certain situations. So I just thought he was nervous. Anyways, we order, and Vapiano's prices at that time were relatively expensive. Now, expensive for a lot of people could mean various different things. So, I mean, I think like a main meal was in the price range of low 20s to low 30s. Okay, so I don't think you got anything less than $20 on there for a main meal. My memory might not be serving me right. Mind you, this was like 9 years ago. But, yeah, so it wasn't, it wasn't a cheap place at all. And that's not even including drinks or a starter or whatever. So I ordered my pasta dish and he ordered his meal. And we were sat there talking. I can't even tell you what we were talking about. And I'm trying even to remember if I had a good time. I believe I did. I believe I did. So we finished our food and towards the end of the meal, the fidgeting started happening again. And I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, what's happening here? And I didn't feel comfortable asking him, but I just noted that in my head as a thing. Like, when you're deciding whether or not you want to talk to somebody and you're just trying to figure out if something is just kind of gonna deter you from doing that. I kind of put that down as a potential because it was bothering me because I had no idea why this guy was fidgeting and I had no idea if it was because he didn't really like me or he was trying to like hurry this up. Like, I had no idea. So the waiter comes back and says, are you guys okay? Do you want to look at the menu for, dessert? And we both agreed that, we didn't want anything else. And so the waiter comes and said, okay, I will be right back with your check. So I'm like, okay, cool. Mind you, now it's like almost 10 o'clock at night, and I had work the next day, so I wasn't necessarily looking forward to going out for drinks or anything after that. I just wanted to wrap it up and go home. And so the waiter comes and he drops the check with him, and I remember him opening it up. And then he looks at the bill, and then he looks at me. He looks at the bill, he looks at me, and then he places the bill on the table. And he had this look of fear. And I was like, okay, something is up, and I'm not liking this. Anyways, I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, he starts like shifting his chair towards me and he leans over and he whispers and he says, I don't have enough money. And I'm absolutely stunned. I'm like, what do you mean you don't have enough money? And now I'm irritated because you asked me to choose a restaurant. Did you not do any research to check where I asked or where you were going to go? And if you knew that this was out of your price point, would you not have recommended another place to go and eat? Or would you not have recommended, maybe postponing the date until you have money to do so? No, he was under the assumption that we were just gonna go halves on this. We were just gonna go halves. So I said to him, I said, so how much money do you have? Let me just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that he had just enough to cover his meal, not his drink, just his meal. I was in absolute shock. I felt so disgusted. I honestly felt so disgusted and I lost respect for him. And I just said to myself, I was like, I'm not gonna sit here and wash anyone's pots and pans. Like, I'm just not gonna do that. I have not come this far in life to do that. I've never been put in a situation where somebody offered to take me out. And I had to then go into my pocket to not only cover my own meal, but to cover our drinks, just so that we're not the two people being marched to the kitchen to wash pots to cover our meal. Like, I just was so floored by it. But this is just to bring it on home to you guys that I was able to cover the bill. Begrudgingly, but I was able to cover the bill because not only did I have money to pay for my own meal, but I had money for potential, drinks if that was going to be the move, and also money to go home and emergency just in case money if anything were to happen or something, didn't go to plan. I just always ensured that I had ways to make sure that I can always get back home, especially being in a new city and not having family around. Well, close family around, because most of my family lived in the Maryland area. So, do you know what I mean? So, it was just one of those things where I, even though I was like upset with him, and even though I was definitely not gonna see him again, I made sure that I covered myself and brought enough money. So I say this to say to all you ladies out there again, just make sure that you have your own money and don't get swayed by, someone telling you what they're gonna do if they haven't been able to show you them receipts. That's it. I don't wanna keep beating the bush, but I really do think it's important that whenever you leave the house, you ensure that you have enough money to make it home if anything were to occur. So, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I am gonna wrap this episode up. I hope that you have taken the message away from this, which is have your own. And that this is not only for the ladies, like, a lot of the times, some of you men are trifling and don't have enough money to cover most of the things that you say that you're gonna do, especially when it comes to the opposite sex. So if you're not about that life, if you don't have the money for it, close your mouth. Don't even open your mouth to suggest anything, whether that's a date, whether that's flying somebody out, whether that's going on a trip. If you don't have the money, close your mouth. Don't even open that mouth of yours. Don't even suggest, don't hint, don't do nothing. And if she asks and you don't have it, say, nah, not this time. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna look into it. But just ensure that you're not leading anybody on, because don't be that guy. Just don't be that guy. Okay? Anyways, guys, have a great week and I'll see you next episode.